This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Offers of help from abroad have started to pour into Morocco. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a phone call with his Moroccan counterpart to express Israel's desire to assist the earthquake-stricken country, quote, as much as is required. Gallant ordered the Israeli military to provide Morocco with humanitarian aid. Israel and Morocco normalized relations in 2020 and have recently moved to deepen their diplomatic and security ties. U.S. President Joe Biden said that U.S. officials had been in contact with Morocco to offer help. Turkey, which lost tens of thousands of people in a massive earthquake earlier this year, was among those proposing assistance. France and Germany also offered to help. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss sanctions against Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Coco Gauff has won her first Grand Slam title at age 19 by coming back to defeat Aryna Sabalenka 2-6, 6-3, 6-2 in the U.S. Open final. Gauff was spurred on Saturday by a raucous partisan crowd that was loud from start to finish. Gauff is the first American teenager to win the country's major tennis tournament since Serena Williams in 1999. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin involved. Speaking at the two-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but he suggested Putin is perhaps not a trustworthy person with whom to strike a deal and used Wagner paramilitary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, the former Putin friend and ally who died in a plane crash last month, as an example.
Yevgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
Johnson added one of the arguments for Ukraine not joining NATO had been that it might provoke Putin has been, quote, comprehensively demolished by Putin himself. Beachgoers on the U.S. East Coast will need to watch for the progress of Hurricane Lee, which threatens to create dangerous surf conditions in the coming days, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hurricane Lee is a huge storm which reached Category 5 strength, with wind speeds clocked over 157 miles per hour. Now it's down to Category 3 status, says the National Hurricane Center. Senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown says the storm is not expected to reach land anywhere, but its ongoing churning in the Atlantic is affecting the Caribbean islands and will soon be felt along the coastal U.S.
Beachgoers should really pay attention to advice of lifeguards and perhaps even stay out of the water, as those rip currents could be quite dangerous.
The southeast, the Carolinas, and even the northeast will see large swells as the week progresses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British police announced Saturday they have recaptured a terrorism suspect who escaped from a London medium security prison Wednesday by strapping himself to the bottom of a food delivery truck. London's Metropolitan Police counterterrorism chief Dominic Murphy told Britain's Sky News 21 Daniel Abdel Khalif was apprehended early Saturday in a West London park thanks to tips from the public.
This morning at 10:41, he was seen by a plainclothes counterterrorism officer and on a push bike on the canal towpath, and he was pulled off that push bike and arrested by that officer. We had put officers there intentionally as a direct result of the reports from the public last night and our own investigation. So that officer was part of a much larger team that was in the area. So
Khalif was awaiting trial on charges of violating Britain's Official Secrets Act by gathering information, quote, that could be useful to an enemy and planting fake bombs at a military base. He was discharged from the British Army after his arrest earlier this year. This is VOA News. I'm Alexis.